Public Radio, WEAA, 88.9 FM, absolutely the voice of the community. I'm Anthony McCarthy.
And I'm Carol Williams.
And first, we'd like to begin by offering our condolences. The explosion that took place in Kabul, Afghanistan, at the airport, two explosions. We know that 12 U.S. service members have been murdered and 15 have been injured, 140 altogether, including the Afghans, were murdered in this terrorist attack. We'll be talking about this more, and we'll get more information, but our hearts are heavy for these people today.
They are. I think things are going to change really quickly
Real quick. And I think that the president is going to address the nation later today, so we will we will hear his remarks. I just read that on CNN, that he's anticipated to address the nation. Yeah. So we are very excited to welcome Janet Abraham, Executive Director of the Housing Authority of Baltimore City. She is the lady in charge, and she has some great information. We have Angela Cameron with us as well, Vice President of Housing. Ladies, welcome to Two Way Talk.
Hi, good afternoon, Anthony. Nice to be here.
It's great to have you.
Thank you. Yes, and of course we have Angela with us. She is one of our Senior Vice President of Private Management, and she is here to share the good news with me.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
And we're excited to have you here. Any kind of information that we can provide the listeners of WEAA and the people of Baltimore, we want to help you do that.
Yeah, for relief.
Yeah, we really want to help you do that. So, Angela, what's the good news?
Well, I'll start and then I'll turn it over to Angela. So the good news is that the Housing Authority, we are launching this massive program to help with eviction prevention. And so we have launched several different strategies, one of which Angela will talk about. Today we had the trucks out with the billboards talking and expressing to our residents how important it is for them to come into our management offices and fill out their paperwork so that we can help them with the eviction prevention strategies that we have in place. One of the eviction prevention strategies, of course, is the United Way funding program, that and that's through the ERAP, the Emergency Rental Assistance Program. And so I'm going to turn it over to Angela so she can talk to the residents and let them know exactly how they can qualify. But one of the good things is that we are we have extended hours in our offices so that the residents can come in and fill out the paperwork and really make sure that they qualify for this program. Right now, we have over 2,000 residents that are delinquent in their rent, which equates to over $3 million. And we're really doing everything that we can to help them so that they don't face any evictions down the road. As you know, the eviction moratorium will end October 30th. October 3rd. So it's fastly approaching, and we are really ramping up our information to the residents and making sure that they hear it and take advantage of the program. So I want to turn it over to Angela real quick so she can talk about it, and then we can continue.
Angela?
Yep. So we're partnering with the United Way of Central Maryland. They're heading up the STEP program, which stands for the Strategic Targeted Eviction Prevention Program. It allows rent relief for residents that owe 3 or more months' rent. They have to fall within an income bracket of 80% AMI, which most of our residents do. And one or more of the head of household or adults in the household have to have had some financial hardship as a result of COVID. There is a packet of paperwork that has to be completed because the funds have to be tracked. So in order for us to assist the residents in getting this rent relief, they have to come into the office so that we can get the paperwork completed and submitted to United Way.
Wonderful. So who is eligible for these funds?
All households that fall within the 80% area median income, they have to be 3 or more months behind in past due rent.
Okay.
And experience some hardship due to the pandemic or COVID. And if I could elaborate on a couple of those points, sometimes people think that they're only having financial hardships as a result of loss of income. I lost my job, I got laid off, my hours got cut back. But in actuality, you got to think beyond that, because the pandemic is something we've never experienced. And we have experienced hardships because we're home now. Our utility bills are up. A lot of people have had to increase expenses, whether it's internet or supplies or food, because they're homeschooling. So our lives as we knew it has changed. And so you could be eligible. We just need you to come into the office so that we can talk you through it and get the paperwork done. It's a great opportunity, and we just want the residents to come in and take advantage of it.
Exactly, because the funding is there. The money is there. Let's utilize it, you know, and our families, as Angela said, definitely qualify. And even if you don't qualify, when you go into the office, the Housing Authority have other prevention methods that we're using. We're implementing payment plans. We're looking at adjusting people's rent. If they forgot to let us know they lost employment, and they have higher expenses. I mean, we're doing all types of adjustments so that we can help our families.
So does this program only apply to public housing since it's coming through the Housing Authority, or does it apply to private renters as well?
So the program applies to citizens of Baltimore. This specific one that we are doing is in partnership with, as Angela mentioned, United Way. But if folks can go out on the city's website and baltimore.gov, and they can find out how they qualify under that program. But we, as the landlord, we are working with our families, and so are other private landlords. They're working with their residents to ensure that the paperwork is completed and that it's submitted timely.
Okay. So how is the HABC getting the word out to the public housing residents, to the private residents? How are you getting the word out and getting people activated so they can start this process?
So Angela and her team, and I'll give her an opportunity to talk about some of the other methods that they have used. We have been doing this for quite some time. And our communications department have been very aggressive in getting the word out. And Angela and her team, they have been out there doing door knocking. So, Angela, you want to talk a little bit about that, and then we can piggyback onto the billboard campaign.
Sure. So our on-site staff, along with our resident service coordinators, have knocked on doors, delivered packets, done follow-up. In some cases, they go right to the residents' units to complete the package. And it's repetition that's getting the residents in. They first get the packet, and they don't, like I said, don't think that they qualify, and maybe on that second try. So we're going to continue with our boots-on-the-ground efforts to get the residents on board and come in. And I didn't say this before, but I'd like to add that the residents can get up to 12 months past rent paid in three future, up to a max of $25,000.
Okay.
Right. And so to piggyback on some of the efforts, we have the mobile billboard campaign that's out there promoting all the different, this particular program. The it started today. It's going to all our properties. There will be three property tours over the course of three weekends, starting with Cherry Hill, Westport, and Brooklyn. And during this campaign, the truck, the tour each property and its surrounding area for 2 hours for 3 days of the weekend. The truck is broadcasting the eviction prevention program on both sides and the back of and on the back in hopes of encouraging our families. And we're also doing PSA. This is one of the avenues that we're using to get the word out to our residents, and we will be doing a PSA next week for the entire month of September to get that out, along with, as Angela said, the boots on the ground activity.
So as we're excited to get the word out to people so they can begin this process. Could you give us an idea of what kind of documents they need through the application process?
Sure, I'll turn that over.
I don't know who to ask, so I just,
yeah.
I'm just.
Yeah, no, Angela is really working with her team, so she has all the different documentation.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. So the package of forms that are provided by the United Way, so everything has to be filled out on their forms, and they have a series of questions on your financial status, the hardship. So we have to give that information, but supporting documentation that the household should bring in is income related.
Okay.
So, and most of our residents are used to providing income information to the management office. So it's really just bringing the most recent documents you have regarding your household income in.
Wonderful.
There are some self certification forms that can be used in the event that you don't have those documents. So they have really given some great alternatives to make this process easy for the residents to apply.
So is this a first-come, first-served basis, or is there a limited amount of funds that can be used for the citizens?
So, I mean, the way right now we are just tapping into all our residents, we I'm not sure about the first-come, first-served moment. I do know that we have cohorts. They're working it in with us, by our properties, and the information is being submitted. I don't have the full funding amount, but
it's 16 million.
We have enough funding to address the needs of folks here in Baltimore.
Okay.
What United Way said is that they have 16 million for all, and they have target dates on their spend down so that they're monitoring the funds. Mm-hmm. But based off of what they've collected so far, they don't see the funding running out before the package that they anticipate getting in will run out.
So there has been a lot of conversations about, people are very afraid about evictions. Mm-hmm. They are very afraid because there was a moratorium on evictions. The state has lifted the moratorium on evictions. A lot of activists are really pushing. So this seems like this will help a huge chunk of our citizenry avoid eviction if they just get to it.
Exactly. So the idea here is that's why we're using the two-way talk radio and our social media and pushing this information out, because we do want our families to take advantage of this. As I mentioned, the moratorium on eviction lifts on October 3rd.
Oh, wow.
So we don't have a lot of time to do this. And so that's why we're trying to get the word out using every platform possible that we feel can reach our clientele and get them to get the paperwork filled out, work with their property managers to really address whatever needs that they have.
Mm-hmm.
We will try to find a program to assist them.
So, Janet or Angela, the offices where people need to go are having extended hours during this process, correct?
Yes. So, we're doing extended hours, making sure that we are available to our families. And I believe we're visiting some options for Saturday.
Oh, good.
A couple hours event, and we will definitely let the residents know the hours by flyer in the property.
Mm-hmm.
So not only are the residents suffering and afraid of eviction, but also the landlords are worried about when they could get their money. How soon after the process is started will the people that need their funds get their funds?
So, we have been submitting information, and I am assuming, so Angela can really talk a little bit about that on the ground piece as far as submitting the paperwork and what the turnaround time is.
Thank you, Angela.
Thank you, Janet. So the way that United Way has administered the program is they've done it by zip code. So our properties fall into the five different cohorts that they're referring to by zip code.
Mm-hmm.
So we upload the paperwork for the households that have completed it, and then they have a review process internally with United Way. once the packets that we have uploaded are approved, they said the turnaround time for a payment will be approximately 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
Unfortunately, because the documentation is somewhat lengthy and they have to read it in detail because it does require input from the residents, the review process has taken a little longer than what they've anticipated.
Now, who's reviewing this? I mean, is it the United Way? Do they have a special committee? Do they have special staff that will be reviewing the applications?
I don't know the specifics behind the internal components of United Way. We have a point of contact who has been a great partner, very present.
Wonderful.
And he keeps us updated. But I know that they have hired on additional staff. We're not the only landlords that they're working with, either, even though I act like we are, because I want his undivided attention.
Well, so you know, they are
working through the process. And they do see us as a priority.
Of course.
Yeah,
it's a huge
largest,
chunk. Yeah.
Affordable housing provider in the city.
Thank you. So I'm wondering if you just said you're the largest for the affordable housing. So I'm going back to that question again, because you are a private renter, correct? So if Anthony, just hypothetically, if Anthony needed it, he could apply even though his landlord is not under the housing authority?
Yes. Okay. It is my understanding. Other property owners and landlords have the ability to work with their residents and help them fill out the paperwork to submit the information.
Okay.
The management offices should have posters about the program, and so that folks can get involved in the process. So it's not just us, but we do act like it.
Now, you said that this is a pretty lengthy application process, and I'm not saying this to degrade anyone or put anyone down. But is there somebody that's on staff that can help people fill out the application if they have a problem with it?
Oh, definitely. That's why we are asking our residents to come in the office, because we have staff available to assist them.
Okay. So now, you know, Janet, that a lot of your residents will just call the office and say, oh, how do I do this? What do I do? Blah, blah. You're really encouraging them to come in person and start the application process.
Exactly. Because we need their signatures.
Of course.
As Angela mentioned, we need their signatures on certain forms because they have to give their consent for us to submit the information on their behalf. So that's why we're asking them to come into the office, fill out the, we will assist them in filling out the paperwork, getting you the proper signature, so that we can submit the information. And as Angela mentioned, we are uploading the information for them.
Oh,
so
wonderful.
They don't have to upload it themselves.
So the state is also offering rental assistance. Now, would public housing residents be able to apply for assistance from the Maryland Rental Assistance Program?
You know, when the CARES Act funding came through, our residents did go and they applied at the various programs.
Okay.
This one is the program that we're talking about is through the city.
Okay.
Now, I am sure that if a resident went to the state and filled out a paperwork and they qualify, you can't double dip. So
of course.
Sure somewhere along the line, somebody will find out that they were paid under this program, so you can't be paid under that program. So, I'm sure somewhere down the line, you can apply, but they will check to see if, in fact, you apply to another program.
So people are, I'm assuming people are encouraged to start applying now, not wait until the moratorium is over, correct?
Oh, I would hope that they apply now because the program itself, and Angela, correct me if I'm wrong, September 30th is when this program has a sunset date. So they're close together. You have September 30th and then you have October 3rd.
Well,
Angela, the September 30th is correct.
September 30th is the date that they have given the Housing Authority of Baltimore City to have their completed packets uploaded. However, they are willing to work with us if there are some residents to come in after the fact and funds are available, but it's not definite.
Wonderful.
That's like on a beg, what happens if
that's what they've offered us up.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So it's important that people take advantage of this up until September 30th, mm-hmm. especially our residents, because that's what they're telling us. And then, of course, you know, after that, I'm assuming it's first come, first serve.
I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Well, Janet Abraham, I love what you do and what you've done at the Housing Authority of Baltimore City. And I look forward to getting this word out to as many people as possible. Angela Cameron, I love your energy. I love you're so excited to serve the people
Thank
of Baltimore.
You.
Let's get these folks in this program, and let's get the, and let's give their minds a little rest and ease when it comes to eviction.
Oh, thank you so much, Anthony, for having us. We really, really appreciate your team getting the word out for us. And we hope that as we come up with more programs, you can invite us back.
Mm-hmm. So can you, in our last little minutes, can you tell us where the office is, where they need to come to apply?
Oh, wow. So you know we have 10 developers.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So is there a central website?
Located within the development.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, we have the scatter sites office, which is located in a central area on Eager Street for them to be able to come in. So what we can do is share the addresses with you. We can get that to you in
Wonderful.
Case anyone call your station. Mm-hmm. And ask.
And what's the website if people just want to go and get some information and read the information? Okay. I guess we've lost them.
Yeah.
But boy, they were very helpful.
Yes.
Very
That's
helpful.
That's an excellent program.
It really
I
is.
Hope a lot of people take advantage
me
of
too.
It.
Me too.
Yeah.
I hope people really get in there, go through the application process, and within 2 weeks, you're going to hear if you're going to get some rent relief.
Yeah, that's great.
That would be wonderful. We need to take a break. Two-way talk. We'll be back in just a moment.